Welcome to Shom Bar Shoah Nadav, Shir Spatzer, Linishmas, Aaron Biakov Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Davtes, and the majority of Amud Beis, the Gemara is speaking about the difference between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. The Gemara tells us the Bais Rishon, they had the three Averus Chamurus, the three cardinal sins, over the Zoro, Gilur Arayis, and Shvichos Damim, while Bais Sheni, they had Sinas Chinam. And the Gemara tells us, concludes in the end of the page, that still Bais Sheni is more chomer than Bais Rishon. Their sins were greater. And the biggest proof is the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was now rebuilt after the Golus of Bais Sheni. While Bais Rishon, the Ketz is Megule, it was short and we knew when it's going to come. And the Gemara adds, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Toivot Tziporinon Shel Rishonim, the nails of the earlier generations are greater than the stomach of the later generations. Explains the Vilna Gaon, printed here in the Likutei Torah of the Gaon and the Pirush HaGaon Kama Agados and Maseches Bechoros. As we know, the animals that we can eat must have two simonim, Mala Geiro, chew their cud, Umafris Parso, half split hooves. There's four animals that have only one of them. The first three is the gomel, the shafon, and the arneves. These animals, they chew their cud, but they do not have split hoofs. And the fourth one is the chazir, the pig, which has split hooves but doesn't chew his cud. Brings the medrash that the first three refer to the three first malchios that were against Am Yisrael. Bovel, Modai, and Yovan. And the fourth, the Chazir, is Keneged, the Malchus of Edom. And the Medrash explains that Edom is unique, it's compared to the pig, because the pig, so to speak, shows his simen, the split hooves, outside, to show that he's kosher, even though inside he's not kosher. So the Edom, they try to show on the outside that they're doing the right thing, but really they don't. Says the Gaon, this is exactly the difference between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. The earlier generations, they had a virus on the outside. They did the three cardinal sins. But inside, they were okay. As the Gemara tells us over here, they had Bitachon and Hashem, as we'll explain that a little bit more in the second shiur of today. The inside of the Bais Rishon is fine, the outside is bad. Therefore, they were punished with the first three malchios, Bovel, Modai, and Yovan, even though Yovan wasn't Bais Sheni, but it's the earlier generation of Bais Sheni, these three Goliaths ended fast. Nizgala Kitzom. Why? Because as long as your inside is good, even though the outside is not perfect, Am Yisrael is being punished, but the punishment is very limited. But when you get to the end of Bais Sheni, the problem is, then the outside, as the Gemara tells us, they have Torah, Avodah Gemilus Chasadim. They look at the outside perfect. In the inside, they have Sinas Chinam. So the problem is much more internal. This problem is going to be punished by Edom, who the problem is internal, not external. And the punishment is unlimited because it's much harder to fix. And the Ben Yoyada says over here in his own way, something that adds to this, that when a person in the outside is doing something wrong, he's going to regret what he does and he's going to do tshuva. But a person on the outside, he looks perfect. And it's something internal, it's much harder for him to do tshuva and come back. And that's what the Gemara says over here. Even the Gemara over here is similar to what the Gemara tells us in Soito. It's not clear Rabbi Sheni were punished. The Gemara asks, why did they get punished? The Gemara asks the answer, there is a bigger problem with an internal Aveiro, which requires much more to fix, and is a much greater sin. And that's why Bais Sheni, the punishment, is much more severe than Bais Rishon. So that's why the Gemara says that the nail of the earlier generations is better than the stomach of the later generations. The external part of the earlier generations, which was the problem by them, is better than the problem of the later generations, which was internal. As the Gaon concludes, because the main thing Kosh Baruch Hu wants is Rachmano Libaboy, Because Baruch Hu wants the heart to be good. If the heart is good, then everything else can be corrected. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.